Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I've got something disgusting, and guess what? The British invented it.
I've got Ethelred the Actually Ready.
Hello there, welcome to Date Fights. It's a podcast where each day we take great things that happened on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, he's Jake, yeah, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we have searched the lawn of time for the fresh worms of entertainment which we are carrying back to you in our nest to regurgitate into your hungry waiting mouths. I'm going to take you to the 18th of April, 796.
And oh, wow.
You know how you don't like stories which have too many Henrys in?
Oh, here we go.
This doesn't... Well, I think lots of history is utterly incomprehensible because too many people have the same or similar names. This one, you know how there's a weird AE symbol where the A and the E are stuck together, which is what we have at the beginning of Ethelred. This has more of those symbols in than any other story in history, I think. So I think they should have a sound of their own, and I'm going to use... So this is the murder of Ethelred I of Northumbria. He was a nobleman, the son of Æthelwold and his mother Æthelfrith. The Pope... we know about Æthelwold because the Pope said to King Eadbert, give him back his property, which you've nicked. Eadbert was followed by Oswulf, who was murdered by his bodyguard within a year. And then Æthelwold became the king of Northumbria. But he was deposed in 765 by... Earlhead, then Earlhead was driven out of York in 774, and Ethelred became king.
You are messing up cats all over the world.
But he was deposed, and Ethelwold became the king. And then Ethelwold was sent into exile, and Osred II became the king in 788. Then he killed Ethelwold's sons, Ealf and Ealfwin, and in 792 the Vikings arrived, and everyone stopped fighting each other and started fighting the Vikings. And then Ethelred became the king of Northumbria, and people blamed Ethelred for the Vikings turning up, and Ethelred married Ealfled, the daughter of Offa, who did Offa's dyke, and then Ethelred was killed by all his nobles a few years later. And that was essentially, don't be king of Northumbria at the end of the 8th century, you will get deposed or murdered. And your name will be given the sound.
You look like a right
I really appreciate how far you went for that.
Didn't go very far, did I? Right, I've got the 18th of April, 1986. And the repeal of South Africa's pass laws. Now, this was the passes that you had to have if you were not white in South Africa.
Right.
I need to see your pass. I feel like South African's the last accent that you're
still
allowed
to do.
Because of historical reasons.
Yeah.
Where's your pass? Need to see your pass. It was horrendous, absolutely horrendous. And it was sort of genius in a savage, cruel, horrible way, because it limited the movements of the black population. But not only that, it compartmentalized them. It effectively allowed slavery, because it meant that if you didn't have a pass to go to another area, well... there wasn't very much employment in the area you were with, which meant that they could lay down the law in terms of pay and conditions. It was almost like being trapped on a plantation, effectively. Yeah. It was horrific. They mainly applied it to African men. They tried to apply it to women in the 1910s and the 1950s, and there had been protests. But... the pass law was the absolute core of the apartheid system, and was a terrible thing. And it finally got repealed in 1986. You know, when I was a teenager, which just feels horrendous.
Because there's no cause and effect there, though. It wasn't, they didn't go, Jake's turning 13, let's get rid
of it. We should probably...
he's going to really, really object to this.
Yeah, he's becoming really sensitive and, they reckon between 1916 and 1984, because of the pass laws, 17,745,000 Africans were arrested or prosecuted.
What? 17 million?
Yeah.
That's difficult to comprehend.
It's disgusting. It still took a few months for the pass system to finally be lifted.
Really? Because you'd imagine you could do that pretty quickly, just saying that's not a system we use anymore.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Given that you actively have to ask for a pass.
Yeah.
Just stop doing that.
Just
tomorrow,
shut
as
your
of tomorrow,
mouth.
Stop it. Don't
and
do that.
Leave.
Yeah. Oh, good to see that it still took a few months to get into the habit of not being massively racist all the time.
Good. It's taken me years.
Happy birthday to Khan the Second. He was also known as Ruler V, Lord Stormwater Moon, and Antenna Top the Second. I assume he's called Antenna Top the Second because the hieroglyph which makes up his name looks like a television with a weird antenna sticking out of the top. Essentially, he is the Mayan evil Edna. He was the ruler of Belize from 618 to 658 and was their most successful ruler. He expanded the road system, and according to what he carved on Altar 21, he turned Belize into the Snake Kingdom and Caracol into a 200 square kilometer city. Caracol, of course, we didn't know existed. We didn't know there was a historical Mayan civilization in Belize until it was found in 1937 by a logger who was looking for mahogany. They then found one temple and found 40 other stone monuments and found a 200 square kilometre city in the middle of the rainforest in Belize. And that's the only reason we know that it existed at all. It's Antenna Top the Second, Can the Two.
I've got a death. Edward McDaniel. Although he was known to people who loved him as Wahoo McDaniel. he was actually a Choctaw, Chickasaw Native American, but he played American football and then became a professional wrestler.
You love wrestlers.
We don't cover enough wrestlers.
We did Big Daddy, didn't we?
Probably.
I think we did.
We did him somewhere at some point. Somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know you're going to want to know that he had the NWA United States Heavyweight Championship title 5 times. Put it in the National Wrestling.
Oh, that's NWA Wrestling. He wasn't in the NWA.
No. Okay. And then when he retired, got very into fishing. Okay, bye-bye. I mean, come on. I'm sorry.
He will be mourned by all of us. His death was, however, was celebrated by the fish.
Yes, very much so. Right, that's... I mean, it's something kind of beautiful that he ended up being worm food. And what do fish eat on the end of hooks?
Absolutely.
Still pulling him in.
Wrestler.
Yum. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go away. We'll
if
be back.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, go to date_fight @date_fight on Twitter or facebook.com/datefight. Thank you very much for our patrons.
Yes.
The patrons are brilliant. If you want to become one of them, go to patreon.com/datefight.
Yeah, that's really great. And dear patrons, please don't think we've forgotten you. We haven't. We have.
No, you must have
a nice exclusive podcast to share with you. I need to get on with it. Sorry, no, cut it together.
It's very busy.
Really mad time. It's a really mad time. Really mad goodness. Anyway, we're very grateful.
Yes,
and
we
love you, and we'll be back.
Thanks very much. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.